shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I think I prefer the live version.
Yeah.
But this is good, though.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, welcome. It's Monday, July something.
Right. August.
No, August 4th. August 4th. Welcome to Shasta Live at the Shasta County Chamber.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And this is Shasta Live.
Yes.
Shasta Live. You can also listen to us streaming all over the planet, KCNR1460.com.
So, are you sure about that?
Yes, and we've been picked up by Starlink, and we're being broadcast to the Moon and Mars.
And Somalia. Mars. We are now available in Somalia.
And the Somalians available can listen to us now that the Starlink.
Starlink is now available in Somalia. I think we should call and order the Somalia package.
I got Elon's text message just a few minutes ago.
Close to Elon.
We're like this.
So, listen, Mr. Chocolate Maker, there's no Dubai truffles there.
Nope, the Dubais are sequestered for a demo at Holiday Market.
You're having a demo at Holiday Market?
Yes.
When is this?
It hasn't been selected yet, but I have to go give a pitch on the Dubai process that we do. So we do Dubai bars, we do Dubai truffles, and Dubai squares. And, I think many people saw that Holiday Market's brought in a Dubai bar to sell in the store. Mm. And from what I understand, they sold out in like 4 days. And so we sell chocolate Dana Net in all the holiday markets. And so we were like, now you know we do Dubai. And they're like, no. And I was like,
now you do.
I would love to have you buy Dubai. And they're like, well, then bring it on down. So we're going to bring them some Dubai truffles and things like that to try.
Cool.
Well, we have a full house today.
We do.
You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Will Johnson. I am the founder of RogueCountry.net, a nonprofit public television network.
Awesome. Super. And we'll be joined in a minute by Karen, Nation's Finest. There's a veterans theme going on here.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the underlying thing. And we have somebody on the phone. Is that correct?
We do. I heard the phone ring.
And who are you?
Darcy Hamilton.
Darcy Hamilton. So somebody told me this is your very first time on the radio.
It is.
Are you nervous?
Oh, yeah. I am.
Honey, Darcy, don't be nervous. There's only 1.6 million people listening live.
Okay. And about 10 in Somalia.
No pressure.
That made it a whole lot better.
Yes. This is just like friends talking. You just happen to be on a phone versus being in the studio. Yeah. So no sweat.
Tell us what you're up to.
So what we are doing is we have created a 24-hour-a-day music television network that's commercial-free, and we are setting up hosts like Darcy, who's our national host. We're setting up hosts in different cities that we are going to build teams around, and these teams are going to cover local music events like, here in Reading at the Reading Civic and other venues. But these teams will be comprised of veterans and EMS people that are looking for vocational training in a different vocation to get away from the trauma of what they're dealing with, or if they're dealing with PTSD, that kind of thing. And so we take them into what's really a chaotic environment, which they're very used to, and we teach them media, broadcasting, sound and lighting, video in a live environment at major concerts.
Now, you have made, big concert experience, like, for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're 45, but...
right, 4,500 years old. I actually started out doing concert video in the 90s in Vegas and had two television shows, one called Desert Rock TV and one called Country Express. And in 5 years, we were in 35 countries with these shows, and we did about 50 country bands, all major label artists, and we did about 80 rock bands, including the Rolling Stones, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant, and Paul McCartney.
Little people.
Wow.
I know most people don't know who they are, but they're big.
Yeah. You might have heard of the Beatles, man.
Okay, so Darcy, how did you get roped into this? Pun intended.
We kind of met because we were looking to do. He was starting a fashion business, so it was Valari, and we kind of met through that. But we still have that, but we just switched gears and started doing the music stuff.
And you enjoy doing that?
A lot. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot funner.
So he's shared a picture of you, and you're adorable.
Oh,
so I was like, oh, look at, you know, you were saying this is our primary, what would
our national host.
There you
go. Yeah.
And I was like, she looks perfect for that job.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any musical background yourself? Are you you a wannabe rock star also?
Well, I was.
No, Darcy.
Oh, Darcy.
I'm talking to Darcy.
My bad.
William has. No, I don't have any. I just like country.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. That's all you need.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can we find what you've got going on now?
So roguecountry.net, roguecountry.net. And then we have outlawsupply.shop is our own merch that we sell to support our nonprofit.
Very cool.
And Darcy's in charge of all the design, and she actually designs a lot of the logos and stuff with AI, and mm-hmm. So she's come a long way in creating our merch.
So when did you guys come up with this?
Well, Rogue TV was around since 2010. I basically was doing online television back then, and for a few years was doing bands all over Texas with Rogue TV. And I kind of had put it to bed for a while. And when Darcy and I were doing the fashion thing, I said, well, you know, we need to do something that'll get you back into promoting stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Get you back into flowing on camera. So I said, hey, let's do a top 10 video countdown. You listen to country all day long at your job, you know? So, we did, and she nailed it. And now you're doing Outlaw Saloon.
Yeah, but I still don't like watching it. I can't watch myself. I don't know why. I don't know.
Ooh, there's some underlying PTSD there.
Yeah. It's the same thing when people listen to themselves, too. It used to be when you used to leave your message on your recording on that answering machine, right? And you'd be like, is that what I sound like to the rest of the world?
I sound like Mickey Mouse.
So Darcy, I'll throw a question at you.
Here we go.
So tell them about your show and about doing your first band interview recently.
Oh, okay. So I do Outlaw Saloon, and it's 2 hours of outlaw country, red dirt, and we got southern rock. We play music videos from known bands and then up-and-coming ones. And that's actually the coolest part about being rogues, is because nobody's telling us what to do or who we showcase. We can just choose. We can, you know, from the heart.
Hmm.
Let's see. And then I do road reports. And that's major bands and tours, or, you know, where they're going to be and stuff.
Well, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Have you discovered any new bands that you like?
Yeah, we just interviewed one, the Waylanders.
The Waylanders. They're so cool. Just really cool, down-to-earth people.
Hmm. So do you, like, literally spend time online, like, researching and, like, underground music stuff or YouTube looking for these people that you can reach out to, or how does that work?
I mean, hey, TikTok is amazing.
Yeah.
No,
I know. That's why I said,
Or, you know, Instagram.
Yep.
I mean, they just kind of come across the feed and then.
Yeah, I was going to say that you can become famous these days without even.
Without even doing anything.
Some cases. But there are a lot of people that are working really hard and still, you know.
So, Table, let's take our first break. We'll be right back, and I want to get more into the veterans thing.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Oh,
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Yeah, yeah. James is dancing on the table again.
Darcy, are you still there? Is Darcy still
Darcy.
There?
Yep.
Is she?
She's hanging in there.
You still there, Darcy?
No, I think she took a potty break. Okay.
Potty break.
Yeah.
Darcy darted.
Darcy did.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
So tell us a little bit more about the veteran angle, and so what is it for you
personally
about veterans?
Well, I have a lot of experience working around veterans, and I've always had a heart for veterans and bringing them on board for training. You know, when I've been talking to some of these veterans organizations or these people that are like therapists at the VA, you know, talking about the environment, like taking them up into Mount Shasta and having a big warehouse where we set up an event just like an arena where it's an empty room and within 5 hours we're show ready. But bringing them into a resort community, right, where it's like out of the city, out of the noise, out of the chaos, where they can really absorb what we're doing. And then, of course, we're going to send them back out into the chaos, right, out into the festivals and the clubs and events like that. But my primary thing is to give them an opportunity to learn a vocation that it's really hard to get into. As you well know, Nigel, it's very difficult to get in the music industry in any level, and especially for somebody as a tech to learn sound or learn camera or, you know, editing, broadcasting, et cetera.
You usually have to work, you know, 10 years for free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so this is kind of
so
like
Darcy, how many years are you into this now?
I'm not going to answer that. I don't know.
So I hope you're not expecting too much of a paycheck yet.
Yeah, no.
You still got
hey, this is all nonprofit.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you have a better shot at doing that with a nonprofit.
You know, and I do want to brag on Darcy a little bit. This woman is a single mom of four, works full-time, and has been volunteering her time to produce these shows with me every week. And we've literally been working on this for about 4 or 5 months now and building the ground, this from the ground up. And she has been right there with me, like, every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a lot of work. We just do the simple radio show once a week and just trying to get to make sure guests come and then they show up and all that stuff. It's a lot. And we all have full-time jobs, right? So, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other thing Darcy's doing, the other thing Darcy's doing is she's coordinating all of the different hosts in these cities.
Uh-huh.
So she's in charge of these hosts and their shows and what they're sending to me to turn into television.
And where are you, Darcy?
I'm in actually Merrill, Oregon.
Okay.
A couple hours from us.
Yeah.
So what are the immediate plans?
Immediate plans right now is to start doing fundraising events and start covering the local shows here in Redding and Sacramento as well.
And you listed when we were at a break, you were giving us a listing, and I don't know if it was on air already, but I'd like you to do it again because it's pretty impressive of areas that you already are working with people, your boots on the ground kind of for other hosts in other markets.
Absolutely, yeah. So we already have a host in Kansas City. We already have one in Nashville. We've already been setting up teams in Austin and Dallas. And we have somebody, his name's Eldon, but Red Dirt Disciple is his podcast, and he's actually a voting member on the CMT Awards.
Ooh.
He's about to do a weekly Red Dirt show for us, Red Dirt Roads. So, you know, the idea is to really bring these people off of Instagram and out into a national market.
Explain Red Dirt to me.
So, Oklahoma, Texas, the roads are red dirt, right?
The only reason why I want to ask is because Redding has got a lot of red dirt.
Right, but which is...
And I was like, Redding, red dirt.
Yeah, of course, you know? So, it's really a style that really is a kind of a genre that came out of Oklahoma and Texas.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's... You know how genres are, though, right?
Yep.
It's like everybody tries to pigeonhole these bands into one sound, and they just aren't. And I'm gonna throw a shout-out to these guys, Blackbird Sing. Blackbird Sing in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
You just cannot pick a sound. You cannot say this is what they sound like.
Wow. Yeah.
They're just
unique. Their own thing.
They're San Antonio sound, you know?
Yeah, hey, maybe you can find them. Blackbird Sing. Play them during the break.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah,
do it,
that'd
Mikey,
be great.
Do it.
After the Waylanders.
Yeah. Okay.
After the Waylanders.
He's already got,
he's got Waylanders queued up.
Mikey's already got it going on. He does it like that by just by himself.
So, Darcy, you're in charge of finding new hosts or what?
Well, yeah, I kind of do the shout-outs and stuff, but then William and I will talk about it and see if they're rogue enough.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, James, I think you should...
If they're rogue enough.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah.
All right, that should be a shirt. Are you rogue enough?
Are you rogue? Let's go rogue.
Hey, I could create it.
Yeah, I know.
Are you rogue enough? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, again, I wanted you to give us a really quick synopsis, again, of what it is you're doing and how people can reach you, because I think... Redding and Shasta County specifically, very much veteran-centric, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. And also real quick before I forget, because I lose everything, I have no short-term memory anymore, but make sure since you're a nonprofit, make sure that you register yourself for Giving Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with that,
but once
a year they have Giving Tuesday, and they're nonprofits in a list, right?
Right.
And then you get on and get in super early, and then you start really campaigning for yourself for locals and going around speaking and talking to organizations that do donations and let them know who you are and what you're doing
in hopes
to raise money. Because I think, what was it, last year they raised over $1 million with all the nonprofits. So, I mean, it's
great.
You know, even if you make $5,000, you know, dollars or something like that, you're looking for 10, well, there you're halfway there. But, you got to make sure that you're in it early and then out promoting who you guys are for Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, again, what we're creating is like a music PBS.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're using that platform to give veterans and EMS free vocational training in broadcast media and live event tech, which means like live sound, live video, live lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And our big goal is to get a large warehouse where we can bring some of these major bands in and then hire local union guys to come in as the guys that are helping me train our veterans, our students, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in for like a 3-day intensive. And every day they walk into an empty floor, and within 5 hours we're show ready.
Okay, I
because
see.
That's how it's done on an arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk in at 7 a.m. and
the real roadie.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say this: like people give the roadies, like they think of them as carnies, that these guys are just a bunch of drunks that are out there partying.
Damn near be engineers.
They are the greatest engineers on the planet, and these people that work with like you two or that level of band, right? They are.
Could you imagine showing up for arena that you're going to have 100,000 people and then you face it? I mean, I can't. I can only, only imagine some of the things they come across that are broken or stopped working or were damaged in the last show or whatever, and you're not getting sound right, and things are, you know, and you know that, you know, your performers will, like, take your head if you don't figure it out, right?
That's right.
I mean, I do movies in the park for 17 years, and it's three speakers and a projector, and there were times where I was going to put a bullet in my head trying to get it to work. You've got, you know, 1,000 people on the lawn waiting for a movie, and you can't get something to work.
And there's James.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well, you know, some of the big bands, like I know for Iron Maiden, for example, a lot of their crew, they've been with them for 30 years.
Oh yeah,
there's no way they would trade him in.
Oh yeah, yeah. You look at like Paul McCartney's guitar tech, and he's been with Paul for 40 years.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
So
they're worth their weight in gold.
Absolutely. And see, and this is, you know, I've got 35 years of doing this stuff, and mm-hmm. and there's so much experience that I want to pour out, and that even union guys could learn from me and from the people that have worked with me. And so again, it's about giving an opportunity to one creators, like somebody like Darcy, mm-hmm. who really wants to have a voice, wants to do something, wants to be empowered. And this is a single mom that's now being given a vocation to run her own TV network and her own show. And so we're lifting up creators in all these cities and empowering them, but then the key factor is building the teams around them that we're going to call the Black Sheep Crew. And our Black Sheep Crew will be all these EMS and veterans that we've trained mm-hmm. in the field. And then, like I said, if we can't hire them, then we'll find a local audiovisual company, local business that can hire them mm-hmm. after they've trained with us.
You know, and this whole industry has changed so much, right? I mean, the level of tech is out of control from what it used to be as far as sound, lighting. I mean, you know, I watch concerts on TV once in a while now, and I'm like, good Lord, the amount of video screens and effects and stuff. I mean, I can't even imagine the crew that has to deal with that.
Right. And what's crazy is typically on the road, it's like five really key guys. You've got your lighting director, your sound director, right? Mm-hmm. It's the rigger, the main guys. Mm-hmm. And that's the core team. Mm-hmm. And so these are the opportunities that these veterans will get, is to learn how to be one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. And it's dangerous stuff. I was just watching a video on YouTube the other day, and Katy Perry was doing her tour, and she was literally flying around the whole auditorium or stadium or whatever you want to call it on a gigantic mechanical butterfly. And there was an anomaly, and I don't know what happened. One of the cords broke, and her butterfly almost came down. It was like a bucking bronco for a second. Oh, she was like, I'm going to die.
Well, there's the rogue country. Okay, listen, let's take a break now, and then Karen, we're going to jump in with you. Darcy, you did great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Darcy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Darcy.
Good luck on your future ventures.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
So you keep on dreaming, then for free. Everybody has the things that you don't. And the things you have, they have them too.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And we're back.
Ooh,
yeah. Back. Who's that? Is that? Who's that one? Is that the one you were talking
about?
There you go. Welcome back, Shasta Live.
I could tell
Jason.
Already liked that. Sexy.
Jason disappeared. Oh, there he is.
He was in the hallway dancing
and,
with Bigfoot.
So real quick, do we have...
That one was Jenny Don't and the Spurs.
Very good. Uh-oh. Do we have somebody on the line?
We do.
Ooh.
You want to say hi, Joey?
Hi. Hi, Joey.
Hi, Joey. That's good. Joey. That's a small world. Didn't you paint Nation's Finest, the interior?
Yeah,
we did some work down there for him.
Very good. Hey, so what's going on?
Nothing. You guys had called me earlier. I think we're going to discuss what we have going on with your guys' new building down there by Center.
Yeah, the Enjoy California Collaborative Building, where the Spencer James Confectioners, Bernsini Vineyards, Reading Buzz, Shasta County Chamber, and Harbor Marketing are all going to be located.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
at 1409 Market Street, just down the street, and.
Literally in the building called Market Square.
Market Square, yeah. And Joey here is going to bless us with helping to get our building nice and shiny, new coats of paint. We've got some paint issues. We need the ceiling
the whole ceiling,
touched
right?
up.
And we need volunteers.
And we need volunteers.
Yeah, touched
right?
up, and we need...
we need some volunteers to come on down.
Yep.
That's all.
I've already started to line some up, so they just have to come back from Mexico.
And we picked
Oh, and I don't mean that rudely. They're in Mexico on vacation.
Right?
I was like, wait a second. That didn't make sound right.
That didn't come out.
I already said, you go to vacation on in Mexico, and then you come back prepared to work after you have vacation.
There you go. So, Joey, thanks for offering to do this. So,
yeah.
Do we have a date set?
I don't. Not yet, but hopefully sooner than later.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's under the wire right now, right? I mean, it's getting...
Well, we just got floor sampling, if you guys want to see it. I actually am going down from here down there to put it in the space so we can start seeing what floor we're going to pick.
Cool.
Because we're going to be doing a wood herringbone floor pattern.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, so we need your paint expertise to showcase our herringbone.
Yes. Well, yeah, so are you guys going to... What we should do is take the flooring and down to pick out colors.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. You know, I have kind of turned that over to the ladies, so they're the ones that are doing it. For me, it was like you and I talked about the touch-up on the gray ceiling because they did a really crummy job, the predecessors.
Are we sticking with the gray?
Yeah, we're going to, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the only other thing that you and I talked about really was, what do you call it, putting on what's the first coat you put on?
Primer.
Oh, primer, thank you. Atta girl. I'm like, you know that stuff you put on the wall.
Yeah. Monday night trivia.
Yeah, I'm like,
Monday night.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Okay, great.
And Joey, real quick.
Yeah, all the new drywall needs to be primed and everything. And then if you guys want, tomorrow just run your run some of the flooring or have the girls run over to Cascade Paint.
Okay. Yep.
And, start picking out some color chips. And
okay. That'd be awesome.
Joey Clements Coding. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, talk to Casey or Steve or anybody over there at Cascade.
Okay.
And let them know that we're going to be getting all the paint through you guys. And
What is the best way for people to get a hold of you? Because obviously we're having you on because we want people to know that you're a chamber member and you're blessing us with some services that are going to really make things good for the chamber.
But our phone number, 530-863-5319. And my email, joeythepainterclement@gmail.com.
I love
it. Be a good way to get a hold of people.
Joey the Painter.
So there you go. Thank you, Joey.
My wife did all that. All right. Hey, thank you guys for
this.
And we'll see you here in a few days.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Joey.
Ciao.
Thank
you.
Bye.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Karen.
Yes, he's amazing. Greg Painter, veteran.
Thank you.
Yes, gave back to the veterans, to our office, painted it. And
that's where we met him the first time we did it.
Right.
Did it better
than that.
Yeah.
We all went
down
to your building.
He did a great job for greeters.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Karen Kempley with Nation's Finest. We help military veterans. We have been in business for 51 years. A nonprofit on a supportive service grant. We are in California, Arizona, Nevada. And our Reading location services the top 7 counties here. Veteran-oriented company, and our focus is on housing and getting our veterans stabilized and getting them back on track, either if it's mental health or reconnecting with their family or just some type of stabilization within our area, that the last thing our veterans should, have to be dealing with is homelessness or soon to be homelessness.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, and it's a struggle. And so to get word out there and to help our veterans, through these hard times, you know, they serve our country. It's the least thing we can do.
Right. It's funny to me. I am not a veteran, but I am very appreciative and will thank any veteran that I know is a veteran, right? Because I have utmost respect for what they've done for me and my family. And our country and that kind of stuff. I just still am always baffled. What an issue. I mean, veteran anything seems to be always talked about as long as I can ever remember. And it's just to me, I never can wrap my head around what is wrong with this system. I mean, you would think that everybody would know, right?
Yeah.
Like that they should be taken care of. That's just like a thing. Like you just take care of them.
Yeah, I mean, they serve our freedom.
I know, but it's always an issue to try to get them help, and they don't know. And we were talking about it at the break, and I was like, how do they not know? Doesn't like it should be totally educated, you know? But then again, I don't know if they go in and then they have such stress and PTSD that's just something that's wiped from their mind, and they remember.
How many services do you guys offer the veterans? How many services do you offer?
Oh, we offer a lot. So we do security deposits, rent, we do vehicle repair. As long as the funding is there, we will even do go-home packets. If they have a family in other states, as long as we are guaranteed 90 days and we know for sure that they're going to be stabilized and getting help, we will fly them there. We will, get them on a train.
You don't send them somewhere where all they do is go from one street to the next.
No. Yeah, and we get them connected with tons of services. We have a lot of jobs, the colleges, any agency within the within the area or anyone that wants to help. I just talked to a lady with the Wounded Warrior Project, and they specialize in 9/11 veterans to present. But she said, I'm willing. Her closest location is out of Sacramento. She says, if you guys need to know more about our project and how we can help veterans, I'll be more than gladly to come up. And I'm like,
wow.
Bring it on.
Yeah,
the more support that we have for our veterans, we just need to get our veterans stabilized and get them the help and have that support for all of them within. Our agencies should all be working together.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So what is the current status of the veteran situation here in Shasta County?
We're seeing a lot of, 24-year-olds recently, out of the military, just either no sense of direction. Maybe they don't have family, they have no support, and next thing you know, they don't have any money, and guess where they're at? Underneath the bridge or in the woods or something
that's
like
so
that.
Weird.
And a lot of them with their PTSD and anxiety, depression, it leads to tons of different things.
Oh, yeah.
And so they just don't know where there's help. Mm. And so just getting more exposure out in the communities, pounding the pavement, letting them know that there's help. And then we're also seeing a lot of 65-year-olds to where they had, husband, wife, both incomes, and one passes.
Mm.
Well, say they owned a ranch. Well, everything's paid for, but they're living off Social Security, and now half of their income's gone. Mm. Well, they can barely make their property taxes, so guess what? The farm gets foreclosed on. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Right. Our 65, 70-year-old veterans are now homeless. And it's like if we could get to them before that.
Well, I just think there should be laws passed that if you've made it into your mid to late 60s, you should stop paying
Absolutely.
Income tax.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Or property tax.
Absolutely.
Or like, you know, like
yeah.
at some point
yeah.
you just need
a break. Yeah. 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 So we're seeing a lot of that. Right now we're housing anywhere from 3 to 5 a week. We're able to do that because we have a housing locator at our location. So she's made great rapport with property management, real estate companies, individuals that will rent to our veterans. So what's happening is we know their barriers. So say they have a low credit score or they're a felon or they're a senior or pets or have children. So these different agencies and property management companies, we know, okay, they'll take a low credit score or this one will take a felon or this one is a senior community. So we know all those barriers at our fingertips. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're able to house them a lot.
Or this one has a comfort cat.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, they have a lot of support animals. And but we have a lot of veterans. You know, we have our sober living house on Park Marina that houses 12 men. We just purchased another location for permanent housing. So we are going to have that hopefully available at the end of August for 4 permanent housing for veterans, which is a huge thing. You know, and that's what we want to offer to our veterans is the stability.
So maybe some of them need to be dropped into Wayne's chaos here.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I think I actually have one guy
that is very
musician oriented, and I think he would be amazing for your program. And he would just already be ecstatic about it. And he is very well educated. He actually has a college degree, and he spoke in front of the Board of Supervisors a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
And likes to have his voice heard about how our veterans are struggling and why this should never happen.
No.
So I think
we give him a mic and he can talk about it on Red Country.
I mean, so that kind of stuff.
And it's another weird thing that, you know, you see so many people, like the whole thought, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that. You go into, many people are going into the military to serve their country. It might be generational. It could be all kinds of things. But so many of them are going in now for education, mm-hmm. right?
Like, yeah.
I know 2 people that are in the military and they got their dental degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And now they're serving, I think they're serving 4 years as dentists mm-hmm. in the military, and that's their payback and stuff. But you would never think that, like, you would go into the military and learn all this stuff or whatever it is that you do and then come out and have any problems.
Right.
But obviously it happens.
Yeah. Well, and now they're back not, you know, in debt from college tuition, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're giving back to our country. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but like you said, you know what? College, you would think that.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 4 years and absolutely love it. My dad is a Vietnam veteran, a Silver Star and 3 Purple Hearts, still alive. So true to my heart.
Wow.
I do get to hear more stories about his experience.
Uh-huh.
And it's sad to see some of the stuff he went through, but also it's so encouraging to think on your worst day, they've had it way worse than we ever had it, you know? And you don't, you think your life's bad until you hear some of their stories.
I think there's one guy this year that beats them all.
Hmm.
That's the guy at the Coldplay concert.
Oh. He's just had a lot of loss, but that was on him.
Yeah.
That was dumb choices.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I agree with you. I mean, you know, especially nowadays going into combat.
Because that's something that we should look at, right? You know, like some days I think, oh, my cross is so heavy. And then I'm like, my cross is about the size of 2 matchsticks compared to some of these veterans, right?
Yeah. Well, and what they have to deal with, from PTSD to anxiety, depression, sleeping problems, tinnitus. I mean, a lot of them don't realize that they should be compensated for that. And they're too humble to ask for help, mm-hmm. or they think someone else needs it more than them. And mm-hmm. that's where we have to educate and get on their level. I mean, I've been traveling to these outlying areas, and I mean, I have a veteran up in Bernie that's 72 years old, works for the Forest Service part-time, has no retirement. He is continuing to work because he can't live off Social Security.
Mm.
So I stopped by to see him 8 months in a row, and guess what? He said, Karen, I have my exam. I'm filing.
Oh, sweet.
And you know, that's
yeah.
my job. That's yeah. what I look
so
forward
I'm,
to.
I'm sure you have a lot of success stories.
I do. I have so many. So many.
Those are the best.
They are. They are. I mean, in the
what
same.
Did you say?
Success stories.
Oh, yeah. In the same time that I was there, I hit up two other guys and just said, wow. you know, are you guys veterans? And he's like, yeah, how'd you know?
Let me bring the bus.
yeah. So, I mean, to have that experience, you know, to have that experience, just to let them know that there's help out there.
Yeah.
Tell you what, let's take our last break and let's talk about some food in a minute. Okay?
Yeah.
Get ready. Okay. We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Play it again.
Who do we got this time, Mikey?
Reba.
Oh, Reba. You know, listen to this one. This must be really old, Reba.
Pretty new.
Yeah. Is it?
2025.
Reba. Well, you're not a processor boy.
I was going to say, did Reba find the fountain of youth vocally?
I'm sorry, but when it comes to country, it's way out of my...
It's I like it's Reba. All processing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Take it from
me. You know what, though? I'm supposed to just be the intro music, but then you guys dragged it on.
Okay.
So then it had to be about Reba. It was just
I was going
to
say.
Little
the only thing I think about Reba right now is
that
I go.
It doesn't matter.
Take two.
No,
take Reba. Two. Reba. But, so she's still really working it because that was really lovely. I like it. But she's also doing those new realtor commercials.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, Reba, come on, girl. Like, you're not hurting. You can't be hurting for cash. You just came out with a new album, and you're doing these funky real estate.
See, maybe one thing, Miranda Lambert and Lainey Wilson.
One thing I will tell you about the music industry, especially once you reach a certain level, the big ones, you have a contractual obligation
to
play and you are in debt.
Right,
like you're in debt. Like you'd be shocked. At how in Bruno Mars is an example.
Oh, yeah.
He, I mean,
example, yeah.
He
yeah,
is
there
he
go.
Is in debt up to his eyeballs.
That's why
and
I like
he
doing.
Has to play.
Doing the
well,
road.
It's like the county store or the company store kind of a thing. They front the money, and you're living large, and then you have to produce it.
And if you don't produce,
then you go into debt.
Yeah, and then it's like 3 albums a year. Remember that? Uh-huh. Wait, 3 albums a year? What do you mean?
And the the residency. Yeah, and the residency in Las Vegas for two years,
yeah,
right? And
right.
And then
and then you're on tour for 4.
Yeah. So it's not like it used to be.
I've seen Reba live in the Bay Area. I have a very good friend. So when I grew up in Visalia from off and on, and then there's up in the mountains, there's a place called Three Rivers, and there's a resort. And I used to hang out there at the resort during the summer with Johnny Cash's grandkids. And one of my other friends, Maya Sharp, is an artist, and she's a singer-songwriter, and she travels all over the world. But she opened for Reba, and she got me backstage and stuff. So it was really, really cool.
Well, the very first music video I worked on, I was the assistant art director on Kathy's Clown by Reba.
Mm. Wow. Oh,
and Bruce Boxleitner, the actor, and a bunch of these famous Western actors were in it. And we did it on the Warner Brothers lot in the old Western set.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
And here's a cool story. I had to rent Tumbleweeds. I'm not kidding. I literally bought these big tumbleweeds, a whole truck full, so that they would blow down the street at the right scene.
Can you imagine asking somebody, what do you do? Oh, I go out in the desert and collect
tumbleweed wrangler.
That's funny. Hey, so what was your very first concert you went to as a kid?
Black Sabbath, Boston, and Bob Seger.
Wow.
There you go.
Crazy lineup, huh?
Wow. How about you, Sarah?
George Strait. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Not bad.
It was great.
That's good.
Yes.
Jason. First concert.
I've never been to a real concert before.
Oh, we need to take that one.
Don't worry about him. He always breaks our hearts all the time. Every time we ask him, where was their favorite restaurant? Oh, no, I don't ever eat out.
I can't. There was the one here in Cascade, but I mean, that's, you know, kind of a small venue.
Yeah, but it was still a concert.
Yeah, still a concert.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Yeah. I can't remember.
That's
James,
funny.
Yours was Kiss, right?
Kiss, yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah. And then shortly after that, I went and saw, what was her name? Pat Benatar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny how you always remember your first
Nigel,
concert.
You.
AC/DC with Bon Scott.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Was a treat.
I was rocking. And you, come on. What was your first show?
It was 311 and Cypress Hill.
Ooh, Cypress Hill.
Yeah, there you go.
Jump around. Jump up, and get down.
Okay, let's segue into one of our favorite segments that we do every show. We segment into food. You know, it's drive time.
Food is the, besides music, I would say music and food are the two ultimate connectors.
Yeah. So, trick question. Are there any veteran-owned restaurants here in town?
That you
specifically
know
that you know of? And we'll let you think about that for a minute if you want. Jason?
Or even a veteran line cook that you know that works.
Is that Becca's Cafe a veteran? Veteran-owned?
I'm sure there's a
sandwich
shop
right here, Sandwichery.
The Sandwichery?
Sandwichery.
I'm sure there's
and they have like a bunch of old airplane like
models and stuff.
Like a museum in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I'll just look it up. Jason, any new restaurants coming up?
No, everything is still the same. The only thing that was really popping was the Spice Garden that's been open for the last month, right?
So we'll be there next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yvonne and I did eat at Faux 360.
And there's Faux 360.
How do you say Faux?
I get corrected. It's just like when I, you know.
Wow.
You know, eating the Euro, Gyro.
The
whatever.
Gyro.
I call it Gyro, but
the Euro.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah.
And let me tell you what, the bowls are like a hot tub.
Oh man, I went in there, ate with the owner, the pho, right?
Uh-huh.
Ate the bowl, I mean the pho he put out there, and it was so good. It's like, oh man, this is really authentic, because it takes 2 days just to make the broth.
The bone broth,
bone broth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really good.
Hey Karen, what are some of your favorite places to go eat in town?
C.R. Gibbs, they have an amazing duck quesadilla and tacos.
Oh, wow.
By far.
You're
very
bougie.
Good.
Really?
Very good. No, I would have never. I've tried
kidding.
To cook
I'm
duck
kidding.
Myself before, and it's never tasted
like
that. A duck
quesadilla?
Uh-huh.
And it's... You
really?
Have to try it.
Because a duck is kind of greasy. It's kind of oily,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with it and how you prep
cooked.
That.
Perfect.
Yeah,
oh,
perfection.
Okay. That's
perfection.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you get certain...
I like yaks.
Yeah,
yaks on the fire.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, they just had their big anniversary.
Oh, so that's why you go up to Siskiyou a lot.
Oh, no, not always.
William, some of your favorite places to eat around town? Anything?
Not anything that comes to mind. I really don't go out much.
Oh, no.
I'm a hermit. You know, I'm in the studio 24 hours a day.
You're pulling Jason's card out.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm going to just say anything Mexican.
Okay. There you go. Mexican food, I'm going to tell you what, it's... loved by Californians for sure.
So we eat a lot of Mexican food. I want to do a quick little shout out here. You know that we're big Bigfoot fans.
Yeah.
Here.
Go Bigfoot.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, right? When you go out to Willow Creek in the middle of the night, trust me, you'll believe really quickly. But I got this great little plushie, and I think we can commission
those
some of these.
Those are adorable.
Right?
Yeah.
Made by our friend Ashley. That's and she cool. has the owl, I think, what is it called again? she's on Instagram, and it's called The Cozy Owl Crafts.
Cozy,
and
very
she
cool.
makes these things. These are great.
That so this is so a, cool. yeah, this is like
handmade.
Hand-knitted.
Yep,
little, hand-knitted. It looks like a little, you know what it reminds me of? It's the Baby Yoda. But in Bigfoot form.
Right. That's right.
Those look at cute. Those eyes.
Right?
You stare into those eyes. That doesn't say it wants to kill you.
That's right.
That's right. You want to hug
it's
it.
It's not Chucky.
I know.
I think we need a Bigfoot.
It's not Chucky.
Yeah, that's right. I think we need a Bigfoot section in the store. In the new store.
We need a Bigfoot.
Sure.
Bigfoot. So, yeah, which reminds me, I just was leaving the chocolate shop and somebody popped in. And they gave me a link. They just did a documentary. Oh, I don't know. Was it for Bigfoot? No, I think it was just Mystery of Mount Shasta. So I'll forward it to you tonight.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening there.
Yeah.
The big mountain.
Yeah. So anybody know? Yeah. I know. Just fast food. Okay. Everybody gets mad at me when I bring it up because it's not authentic.
McDonald's.
But I can't help it. I really want Cane's to open.
Cane's.
I want a chicken strip.
I've never had Cane's.
I haven't either.
There's a sad story again, right?
You gotta go south.
I will take you there.
Well, really?
Yes, because my kids took me when I was moving my son out to
Texas. He won't pay for you, but he'll take you there.
Yeah, he'll drive you there.
By the way, driving Miss Jason. My kids took me to Raising Cane's when I was taking my son out to Texas. And they're like, oh, you gotta go here. And I just didn't know what it was. And so he pulls up and it's like, I'm like, you're taking me to fast food? I'm like, this is not cool, Gianno. I was like, I expected this to be like a restaurant called Raising Cane's, whatever. He's, no, Dad, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And we go in. I'm a diabetic, so I really can't eat chicken strips because they're breaded. But, you know, sometimes you have to cave. And I go in there, and I look at the menu, and it is just like In-N-Out, but for chicken strips. So you can get chicken strips. Or you can get chicken strips, and then you can also get chicken strips, right? And I'm like, the menu is, do you want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And I'm like, this is my choice, like right over. He's like, Dad, that's right. So I get the big chicken strip, whatever, and then you get Texas toast.
Mm.
And I'm like, this is like carb blowout. Yeah. I'm going to die.
Four times. Right?
Yeah,
and then they're like, here's your dip and stuff. And I'm like, I was so disappointed. And so we sat down as a family. The whole family was there, whatever. And I took my first bite of the chicken strip, and I about flipped my wig. I mean, I was like, this is chicken strips like you've never had. I mean, my experience was amazing. The dip was amazing. The chicken strips were breaded perfectly. They were not oily. The chicken was juicy. And I was just like, why can't everybody make chicken strips like this? I mean, they're like amazing. They've got to do something magical in the kitchen. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, man.
By the way, whoever sold you your wig, I think you need a refund.
You know, I didn't put the tape on. I didn't put the tape.
When are they opening?
I don't know, but I mean,
they should pay you to say all this.
I drove by it the other day. I drive by about every 3 days to see the progress.
Yeah.
But I would imagine probably in a couple of months at the latest, because they're almost done.
Oh, I can't
and
wait.
And this is going to be right in the parking lot of the old
Costco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
there's some other stuff open. Huckleberries. What's the
Huckleberry's
story?
Supposed to be opening. Well, several different places. One's the Hilltop Diner, and the other one's the former, the pancake.
IHOP. Yeah. The old IHOP. Something's going in there. The old IHOP building.
And somebody said that View 202 was closing, but that's not true. I put that to rest. They sold it. It's for sale. I mean. But
it's still operating?
It's still operating.
The building, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, somebody said they're starting to sell the furniture. I don't know. I mean, it's not closed, and they're still in operation, so.
And then I heard, and I know this is another one that's just going to blow your minds because I was whatever, but somebody told me that you can get biscuits and gravy at Der Wiener Schnitzel for breakfast, and they're amazing.
Oh, there's one for you.
I was like,
what? Yeah, that one doesn't work for me.
I don't know. They were pretty. They're pretty biscuit and gravy savvy people. And they
I'm
going to
say, nuh-uh.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A. Breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, breakfast.
Those are actually pretty good.
I like the little
Chick-fil-A,
yeah.
The little buns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's all about the
gravy. Okay, 35 seconds. Guys, thank you for coming on. Real quick, how can people find you again?
RogueCountry.net.
And Karen?
NationsFinest.org. Or 530-368-1415.
There you go.
Both.
Thank you very much.
And hot chili peppers.
And we'll see you next week.
James dancing away again on the table.
Good job. I thought that was actually part of the soundtrack.
Way to go, James.
And Redding Buzz is Redding Buzz.
That's it.
I keep blowing down the road.
Take us home.
That's good. Take it home.
I ain't got me nobody. I don't care.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.